Toronto, Hydro One has launched a 50-50 equity model with First Nations on new large-scale transmission line projects. Under the plan announced Thursday in Toronto, Hydro One will offer First Nations a 50% stake in all future capital transmission line projects with a value over $100 million. The announcement follows the signing of an agreement last spring with 8 First Nations represented by Gwiakochigewin Limited Partnership, GLP, for the Waasigan Transmission Line project in northwestern Ontario. In total, 9 First Nations have an opportunity to invest in 50% of the project, which involves the construction of new high-voltage lines between Thunder Bay, Atikokan and Dryden. This model will also apply to 5 transmission lines Hydro One is currently developing in southwestern Ontario. For too long, First Nations have borne the impacts of infrastructure development in their traditional territories without seeing the benefits, said Hydro One Chief Human Resources Officer Megan Telford. For our collective success, we must continue to push existing boundaries. Hydro One is committed to its journey of taking meaningful action to advance reconciliation. GLP President Tom Johnson said Gwiakochigewin's partnership with the utility demonstrates the right approach to Indigenous participation. In addition to the economic benefits of ownership, our First Nations can work closely with Hydro One to ensure responsible development of this project, including the protection of the land, waters and our traditional way of life. Chief White Cloud of Lac des Milles Lacs First Nation called the equity partnership model a significant milestone in the journey of reconciliation and rebuilding economic prosperity for her First Nation. She added that it offers significant benefits in the form of shared decision-making with respect to cultural protocols and traditional lands. Greg Rickford, Minister of Indigenous Affairs, also weighed in, saying, "These relationships built on trust will transform the benefits of infrastructure development for future generations."